Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone was marked recently as the Indian Armed Forces held an anniversary press conference in Jaipur to commemorate 1 year since Operation Sindoor, a pivotal moment in the country's defense history. What makes this significant is that this assessment by the three services highlights what has been institutionalized in a year, specifically the lessons in tri-service integration, electronic warfare, drone and counter-drone warfare, and intelligence strike kill chains. But why does this matter? It matters because Operation Sindoor was a watershed moment that showcased India's military prowess and its ability to respond to terror threats in a calibrated and precise manner. Now let us turn to the historical context. The trigger for Operation Sindoor was the Pahalgam terror attack of 22 April 2025, in which 26 civilians were killed at the Basran Meadow above Pahalgam in Anantnag district, Jammu and Kashmir. The resistance front, a Lashkar-e-Taiba front, claimed responsibility for the attack. Indian intelligence traced the planning to Pakistan-based outfits with ISI handlers. After a 15-day diplomatic and operational build-up, India launched Operation Sindoor on the night of May 6-7, 2025. The strike targets were chosen explicitly to hit organizational headquarters rather than peripheral training camps. Hitting Bahawalpur and Muridke, both deep inside Pakistan's Punjab heartland, was the operation's most striking signaling element. The nine sites struck on 7 May 2025 were a clear indication of India's intent to decapitate terror headquarters and disrupt the terror infrastructure. The technology stack used during Operation Sindoor was impressive, with the validation of Akashtir as a network-centric air defense success. The Army has expanded Tarang EW deployments along the Western Front, and the Air Force has accelerated procurement of indigenous seeded capabilities. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India has taken significant strides in modernizing its armed forces and developing indigenous defense technologies. 1 year on, the institutionalization of key lessons has been significant. First, tri-service integration has been accelerated, with the Department of Military Affairs under the Chief of Defence Staff fast-tracking common doctrine documents, joint logistics, and harmonized C4ISR. What makes this significant is that this move towards integrated theatre commands has been long debated but stalled, and Operation Sindoor has given it a new impetus. Crucially, electronic warfare and network-centric warfare have also been validated, with the Army expanding Tarang EW deployments and the Air Force accelerating procurement of indigenous seeded capabilities. And here is something that surprises many students: the role of drone and counter-drone warfare has become increasingly important, with Pakistan's counter-strike relying heavily on Turkish origin Assis Guard Songar and Chinese origin systems. India's response validated the CATS doctrine, and the DRDO indigenous counter-drone system has been mainstreamed across forward bases. It is worth pausing here to note that the intelligence-to-strike kill chain has been significantly improved, with the 25-minute Phase 1 strike window requiring real-time fusion of UMINT, SIGINT, IMINT, and SATINT. The Defense Intelligence Agency is being restructured to formalize this fusion under a joint architecture. Remember this number: 25 minutes, the time it took for India to launch a precise and calibrated strike against terror targets. Now, let us look at the diplomatic architecture of the anniversary. The P5 outreach continues, with India's case resting on the documented terror infrastructure at Bahawalpur and Muridke. The Indus Waters Treaty remains in operational suspension, with revival contingent on Pakistan-side terrorism action. The FATF scrutiny of Pakistan has been revived in the wake of Sindoor evidence, and India's narrative is one of a precise, proportionate, sub-threshold response, not aggression. But what does this mean for India's relations with Pakistan? It means that India has taken a firm stance against terror and has demonstrated its ability to respond to threats in a calibrated and precise manner. So what exactly changed? The key change is that India has moved towards a more proactive and assertive approach to counter-terrorism, with a focus on disrupting terror infrastructure and decapitating terror headquarters. Now, let us turn to the concerns raised domestically. There are concerns about the impact of Operation Sindoor on India's relations with Pakistan and the potential for escalation. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India needs to be prepared for a range of scenarios, from diplomacy to military action, and must continue to develop its military capabilities and indigenous defense technologies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Internal Security and Defense, and GS Paper 2, International Relations. Note this carefully. The key areas of focus are cross-border terrorism, India's counter-terrorism doctrine, modernization of armed forces, theater commands, and tri-service integration. Also, the role of indigenous technology in shaping the outcomes of Operation Sindoor is crucial, and the Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense pillar is a key area of focus. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Operation Sindoor was launched on 7th May 2025, and the trigger was the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April 2025. The 9 sites struck on 7th May 2025 included key headquarters like Bahawalpur and Maridke. The ceasefire was initiated by Pakistan on 10th May 2025 at 17 o'clock Indian Standard Time via the DGMO hotline. The weapons used included Rafale, Scalp, and Hammer PGMs, BrahMos, loitering munitions, and tri-service execution. The air defense systems used included Akashtir, S-400 Triumph, Akash, and Mr. Sam. The key institutional moves post-Sindoor include the accelerated discussion on theater commands under the Department of Military Affairs, the restructuring of the Defense Intelligence Agency for fusion, the mainstreaming of the DRDO counter-drone system, and the formalization of the sub-threshold strike doctrine. The key terms to remember are SEED-DED, which stands for Suppression and Destruction of Enemy Air Defenses, C4ISR, which stands for Command, Control, Communications, Computers, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, CDS, which stands for Chief of Defense Staff, and DMA, which stands for Department of Military Affairs. The UPSC relevance of this topic cannot be overstated, as it connects to key areas of focus in GS Paper 3 and GS Paper 2. The main angles to focus on include the structural changes in India's defense architecture, the role of indigenous technology in shaping the outcomes of Operation Sindoor, and the significance of integrated theater commands. In conclusion, Operation Sindoor has marked a significant milestone in India's defense history, with key lessons learned and institutionalized in the areas of tri-service integration, electronic warfare, drone and counter-drone warfare, and intelligence strike kill chains. As India continues to develop its military capabilities and indigenous defense technologies, it is clear that the country is moving towards a more proactive and assertive approach to counter-terrorism, with a focus on disrupting terror infrastructure and decapitating terror headquarters.